So we're glad to have the festival returning. Is it back full bore? Is there a hybrid COVID version of it? Tell everybody how it's going to work.
Yeah, well, we are back in person on our full footprint from Hart Plaza all the way up Woodward to our Cadillac Square. But we have been working diligently throughout the last 2 years, really, but leading up in the last few months with all the state and local experts and watching the movement of things and trajectories. And we've designed an in-person festival that has a number of what things you would expect, like health notifications throughout the festival, hand sanitizing stations. We're totally cashless now on the footprint for food and beverage and so on. We remain free and open to the public, but we've created some interesting passive ways of allowing people options of how to enjoy the festival. So while we've eliminated all the indoor activities, all the outdoor stages and things are active, but people can choose. They can come in the free setting, and there are, you know, the stages. They can get into those areas there. They can choose to purchase what we call the Lincoln Gardens experience, where they're up above the Carhartt Amphitheater stage, and there's this seating is more spread out. It's a little more isolated. And then we also have big screens throughout the footprint this year with overflow areas for all the stage performances. So if you can't get in, you know, to see Herbie Hancock at the Carhartt Amphitheater stage and you can't get close enough, you can enjoy the concert from one of the overflow areas with big screens and great sound systems. And then lastly, if you're uncomfortable coming downtown in person at all, we have our Detroit Jazz Fest Live app, which allows you to see all stages according to your wishes. And we also have a free companion broadcast that will be available on our YouTube channel and our website and so on, so that people can choose to enjoy the festival from home. So it's all about choices and options and physical distancing.
That is a lot of choices you got there. Who are some of the big names coming in?
Well, we're very pleased opening night, you know, our artist in residence, Dee Dee Bridgewater. And then there's a mix of, you know, as always, all different genres, all falling from the jazz tree. But, you know, Kenny Garrett, one of the great homecomings, is going to be with us. Gregory Porter is here this year. Kurt Elling is doing an amazing 2-hour piece he calls The Big Blind with guests and orchestra and big band. And it's got a narrative, a dramatic element to it. Again, never seen at a jazz festival. Along with Aziza, which is, you know, Chris Potter and Dave Holland and the Cats and Roberto Fonesca and Omar Sosa and Monty Alexander and tributes to the 100th of Dave Brubeck and the 100th of Charlie Parker. A huge list of great things to check out.
Wow, that is fantastic. And how can everybody find out all the information?
DetroitJazzFest.org is the easiest, but we're also on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. And you can always get the app, Detroit Jazz Fest Live, at Google's or the App Store. And, you know, that'll give you feeds of everything you want to know, including all of our monthly shows, Jazz Chat Live and Jazz from the Cellar and things like that. Kurt Elling's going to be on Jazz Chat Live on the 10th, talking all about his show. And then on the 17th, if people want to go to the website, you can register. It's free for Jazz Chat Live for August the 17th at 7 p.m. We're going to be doing a show just about all of the uniqueness and some of the slight adjustments at the festival, and we can take your questions live at that time and get everybody straight on what's about to come up.
Are you still going to do the VIP pass thing?
Yeah, so the VIP, we changed it because we want more people to be able to take advantage of it. So you can buy you can be very flexible. You can buy a jazz pass to be in the VIP seats in front of the stages by day. You can buy the Lincoln Garden experience by day. You can buy an opening night party ticket, just that ticket. So you can choose what day you want to be your VIP day, and you go ahead and do that or buy every day and, you know, in turn make a great donation to the Detroit Jazz Festival to keep it free. And it also gives you, again, those choices of what environment do you want to be in down at the festival.
Right. And all this, again, is free, folks. It's pretty remarkable.
It's the only thing, like, in the world, and, you know, we've got to hand it to our presenting sponsor, Rocket Mortgage, and all the great sponsors, and, of course, our Angel of Jazz, the lead donor to the festival, great Miss Gretchen Belade, who they've all stayed with us and stepped up and helped to make this a safe, free, and in-person festival.
And Chris, it is rain or shine, too, from what I recall, right?
It is rain or shine. We work with a lot of entities. We have a lot of safety protocols, and we watch the weather, but we always adjust accordingly, and we make it happen, as do the
One of the great moments of all time took place in the rain with John Pizzarelli underneath the
ramp. That's right.
Doing an impromptu concert for about 20 or 30 people while the rains were coming down. So, yeah, I mean, sometimes you never know. You get bad weather, you
like
get great concerts.
Nobody loves you. Come rain or come shine.
Thank you, Tony Bennett. You know, happy birthday again.
You know, my agent said never follow Animal Max and never follow Anthony Fauci singing. So I think I'm
good. Must have been a very prescient agent. It's great stuff. It's a Detroit Jazz Festival. It starts, it's Labor Day weekend, right? As always, that's Labor Day weekend,
right? The 3rd through the 6th of September.
3rd through the 6th. Fantastic. Great to talk to you, Chris.